Hello, I'm Amanda Goldston of www.learntarotonline.com. This is the sample readings for exercise one of the major arcana for the tarot course. So if you print off the sheets and you lay out the cards as it states them on the sheet, this is my interpretation of the cards that have come down. Please only listen to this after you've put the cards down and you've done your own interpretation, because your interpretation is the most important thing, particularly if you're trying to connect with your intuition. With these first two spreads, there is one where the person has asked about a work situation, and the second one where the person has asked about a personal relationship situation. Now, the thing to remember with these exercises is they are just exercises for practice, and at the moment we've only got the major arcana cards. So the reading is going to be slightly heavyweight in terms of the cards that we've got. Normally, if we did a Celtic cross spread, we would have all the cards that we can use. So first of all, lay the cards out as follows. So you've got the Hierophant card in position one, which is the self. That is crossed by the Chariot card, which is a situation that's crossing it for good or for challenge. Underneath that, you've got the third card, which is the Judgment card, which is the root of the situation. To the left of it, you've got the fourth card, which is the Death card. This is the past or something that's just leaving. Above that, you've got the Moon card, which is in the immediate future position. To the right of that, you've then got the Emperor card, which is going forward. At the bottom of the column, in the Fears, you have the Hermit card. Directly above that, in the Home or the Environment or Other People position, you have the Wheel of Fortune. Above that, in the Hopes and Wishes, you have the Star card. And the outcome in this particular spread is the Magician. Now, this is for exercise one, where somebody has asked about a work situation. The first thing I would do when I look at the spread that's gone down normally would be to see the balance of major arcana cards and other cards. But obviously, we've only got major arcana cards here. Looking at the spread, firstly, my eyes are immediately drawn to the outcome, which is the Magician card. And very often, I would start a reading with that outcome, particularly if somebody maybe seems a little bit distressed in their question that they're asking. And the outcome is good. So we can come back to that in a moment. If somebody's asking about their work situation and these were the cards that they had drawn, I would be looking at this as somebody who has perhaps looking at themselves, looking at their abilities, their talents, their capabilities, has either consulted with somebody who is perhaps an expert, or maybe is looking at themselves and deciding that they are maybe a lot more capable than the job or the work situation that they're currently in gives them credit for, which would be the Hierophant. This may be somebody that's external, that's kind of saying to them, well, have you thought of this? You could do so much more. It may be their own self. It's crossed by the Chariot, which suggests to me that this person has started to look at their own life, to take control of it, to start to plan things for themselves. And with the Judgment card at the root of it, which is a feeling of coming alive, of rebirth, of rejuvenation, I would be inclined to say that this person has come to this themselves. It's come more from within than it has come externally. And this would also be backed up in the fourth position, which is the Death card. The Death card is about something that has ended, something that's come to an end, a situation where there have been major changes, or the person is going through major changes. Something's coming to an end, something's changing. And this all seems to put them in a place of very much looking at where they're going forward. Now, the next card, which is at the top, the Moon card, the initially going forward, there may be some misunderstandings, lack of communication. There may be somebody that's not being entirely honest with this person. It may be that perhaps they are viewing their own situation with a little bit of rose-tinted spectacles and not really seeing things as clearly as they need to. However, if you take the Moon card, we'll skip over the Emperor for a moment, and at the bottom of the stack going upwards, which is in the Fears section, is the Hermit. Now, the Moon and the Hermit are actually quite similar cards in that they're asking the person to really go within, really trust their intuition, really decide what is important to them, what they really want to do, and really tap in to that inner wisdom for themselves. Now, if we just come on to the Emperor card, which is between these two cards, and as you look at it, you've got the Emperor on one side of the cross, and you've got the Death card on the other side of the cross. And as I'm looking at that situation, that would seem to me that within a work situation where there is authority represented by the Emperor, that perhaps there has been a clash with somebody in authority, or somebody in authority has made changes, or perhaps as they're looking at the whole thing, the person in authority does not want the person you're reading for to move forward and start making enormous changes. You could also look at the Emperor as it's in the future position between the Moon and the Hermit, is maybe the person does need to seek advice from someone in a position of authority as to exactly how they go forward. But there's quite a lot of cards here that kind of relate to the inside and somebody being in control of their own life and their own destiny. So there are always going to be several ways that you can look at these cards. And this is where your intuition very much comes in. As we're going up in the columns then, the next one in the place of other people and can also be the home and the environment, you've got the Wheel of Fortune. Now, the Wheel of Fortune is the only card which suggests an element of fate or destiny. And that says that the whole thing is going to be changing. And if you look at the rest of the cards, that would say that is changing most definitely for the better. And interestingly as well, if you've got the cards in front of you, if you look across in the line, you have got the Wheel of Fortune, next to it the Emperor, you've got the Hierophant crossed by the Chariot, and the Death, which very much says that something externally has changed, which has enabled these new opportunities to come along for the person. However, and they've got to be both open to them at all levels. You see, the Star card above in the Hopes and Wishes says that whatever is coming along for them is an opportunity for them to do exactly what they've wanted to do. It's hopes, it's wishes, it's ambitions, it's dreams, it's fulfillment, it's satisfaction. The Ultimate Outcome being the Magician card might seem a little bit of a strange outcome to have. However, that is a card that's saying to the person, you have far more talents, capabilities, abilities than maybe you give yourself credit for. You're a very capable, talented person. What you need to do is very much decide on what it is you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to create, what you want to manifest. Come from a place where your intention is for the highest good. Allow yourself then on the inside to tap into that inner power, and also to tap in to the universal energies, the universal powers, and you can literally create whatever it is that you want to do. Now, interestingly, with the whole spread here, just in as you're looking at the cards, you've got the Magician, which is about manifesting, creating. You've got the Chariot card, which essentially says, decide what you want, plan what you want. You plan it, you control it, and you lead it forward. The Wheel of Fortune gives a little bit of added luck and destiny to this. And there is a very famous quote by somebody, I think it was attributed to a golfer, who essentially said, the harder I practice, the more I practice, the luckier I get. And another quote which says that luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And this is a spread which is essentially saying there are changes taking place, some of which may be not of the person's making, that the outcome of it looks absolutely brilliant. The challenge perhaps with the card is the Hermit and the Moon, which is saying to the person, it can be very easy for you to get caught up in wallowing, for you to get caught up in poor me, victim. It can also be very easy for you to get caught up in almost a rose-tinted spectacles. And you may then miss those opportunities that are coming to you. Yes, a certain amount of introspection is needed. However, what seems to be saying to me here is you set your course, you plan your direction, decide where you want to go. The internal factors, the universe and external factors seem to be working with you to make that happen. Decide on your dream and go for it. That would be my interpretation of this. Now, the thing to remember is that when you're interpreting the cards for somebody, if your intuition starts to come through and things start to come up, then share them as they're appropriate. If you're doing something for yourself and you got this spread, then you would know for yourself what the specific intricacies of it were. Now, it is just a practice spread. And as I said, please only listen to this after you've done your own interpretation. Okay, the second part of this is a sample spread for a relationship. And this again is based using only the Major Arcana cards. So we'll put those out. So in the first position, which is the situation, we've got the High Priestess card. This is crossed by the Strength. The position below it, which is the root of the situation, is Justice. To the left of it, which is the past or influences which are present, which are currently leaving or about to leave, we've got the Devil card. Above that, in the first future going forward position, is the Fool. Next to that, to the right of the cross, we've got the Lovers. At the base, in the Fears position, we've got the Tower. Above that, in the Other People or Home position, we've got the Hanged Man. Above that, in the Hopes and Wishes, we've got the Empress. And above that, in the Outcome, we've got the Temperance card. This is a spread as this is going down. If somebody's asking about their personal relationship, I would be very keen with this to see where we're going as the outcome. Because there's quite a lot of challenging cards as we're starting off. And starting with the Outcome, which is the Temperance card, this is a card of balance, of harmony, of peace, of self-acceptance. And that might be quite an interesting message just to start with. Now, if we look at the whole situation here, and we start with the High Priestess. The High Priestess is a card, it can relate to all things feminine. It can relate to the intuition. It can relate to things hidden, things being secret, things not being revealed. It can, in some circumstances, relate to a third party within a relationship, although I would be very careful with that one. As we're looking here, with these first four cards, there is clearly quite a challenging situation going on around this person in personal relationships. With the High Priestess, there seems to be things that have been hidden, maybe things not being revealed. Crossed by the Strength would suggest that somebody's having to be either very tactful, very careful what they say. They may be needing to call on all their inner resources, all their inner strength to deal with what certainly would look on the surface to be quite a challenging situation. Now, the root of it as the Justice, if somebody is asking about personal relationship, this as the Justice may be something literally to do with legal, official, maybe mediation. It's important with the cards that you don't jump to conclusions. it's important that you don't kind of look straight at the cards and say, oh, somebody's going through a messy divorce because one person has had an affair. You need to be very careful with actually putting interpretations onto it. In this situation, and where you've got the devil next to it, this is about, it can be contracts, it can be documents, particularly kind of put next to the justice. You may be looking at official documents, official paperwork, official things where somebody is tied into something. As a situation, you can also, with the devil, this can be relating to something where a person feels very committed, very tied, very chained, very restricted in some way. And this might be personal, it might be financial. What's very interesting with this is if we go across to the other side of the cross, we've got the Lover's card. Now, although that is kind of in a position with going forward, the devil and the Lover's cards, when you have the two kind of side by side, can often be where the passion, the fun, the innocence, the naivety, the connection of the lovers has then completely degenerated into obsession, commitment, perhaps over obsession with material things. And certainly as you're looking in the middle with the high priestess between there, there are things that have not been revealed, kept secret, not been discussed openly and honestly, and the strength trying to balance between the two. The whole situation as it stands at the moment is quite challenging for somebody. Now, as you kind of look at that going forward, the first position of the going forward at the top is the Fool card. And this is actually about finding your passions, finding your something you'd really like to do. It's almost like this childlike sense of, well, my dream, my passion or whatever is this, is whatever it may be. And it's rekindling that sense of innocence, sense of spontaneity, sense of I'm going to go and do something really wonderful with my life. Now, as you're looking at these kind of cards together, that may be something that is part of the problem or part of the challenge. It may also be a part of the solution. Because if you look at the cards, the first future one is the Fool, is saying, well, you've got something that you're cherishing. Go forward with it. Interestingly, the next card as the Lovers is pointing towards, well, that is a partnership of some description. That is a relationship of some description. That may well be part of the journey. Perhaps it's a journey, something you want to do that involves a partner, a new person. And as you're looking at the Tower, now this is in the fears section. And the fears here and the worries are that by taking the actions of the Fool and going off and just doing something wonderful, something different, something marvellous, there seems to be a real fear here that almost the whole world is going to collapse and the whole world is going to fall apart, represented by the Tower. The next card above is the Hanged Man, which is a card, one of delays. This is, if you look at it from other people, this is maybe other people causing delays, other people holding things up. It can also just be asking you to go with the flow, maybe think things through a little bit more. Perhaps the time is not totally right for a complete spontaneous change of life. The hopes and wishes with the Empress card really are saying to you, well, actually, whatever you're going to do is going to turn out better than you've expected. And the aspect of the Empress card you've got as well is the passion, the spontaneity, the sensuality, abundance, the earthy type pleasures, but having fun doing what you want to do. The Temperance card as the outcome is a card of mental, emotional balance. is a card of saying to you, take your time, think things through, be balanced in what you're doing. Maybe this is not quite the right time to be making completely spontaneous decisions, which would kind of be backed up by the Hanged Man. There may be more things that you need to take into consideration before you go off on the wonderful journey that is the Fool, because there may be more commitments that you need to kind of extricate yourself from, coming back onto the Devil. So if all of this came down for somebody, they're going through a period of flux and change, and it's very much saying to them, well, the outcome is balance. The outcome is harmony, is feeling comfortable with yourself, it's peace. And just kind of following each of the things through. Now, it may be that as you're interpreting this for somebody, that they will start to tell you what the situation is actually about. It may be that as you're starting to put these cards down, you can gently probe. So, for example, if you, right at the beginning, if you were saying, well, the High Priestess card, this is something about things maybe hidden, not being revealed. The Justice card is to do with legal, official types of things. Have you got something like that going on in your life? Which they may or may not tell you. That can sometimes then just be helpful to sort of steer where the reading is actually going for you. So those are my interpretations just using the Major Arcana cards. So say these are just practice readings, and when you're actually doing a reading for yourself or for somebody else, unless you're just using the Major Arcana cards, which some readers do, you'll have a lot more other cards to be able to add in, to add depth to it. So just keep practicing with them, just keep moving them about. What I would suggest now is take all the 22 cards of the Major Arcana, shuffle them all up, and do your own readings with the Celtic Cross, using 10 cards for a work-related situation or business and 10 for a personal. And just practice doing your own interpretations. So I'm Amanda Goldston, learntarotonline.com. I'll be back with you again very soon.